This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2023 special is brought to you by Ma Singh.
7:50 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Labor shortages, the rising cost of building materials, and looming recession fears continue to stifle the construction industry. And if we take a time machine back to the onset of the pandemic, throughout the pandemic, from the implementation of the first MCO in March 2020 to the end of MCO 3.0 in September last year, all construction works from railroad projects to home renovations had to be stopped.
Well, stopped and then started and then stopped and then started, causing the local construction industry to suffer losses amounting to 42 billion ringgit, leading to this sector recording a negative growth rate of 19% in 2020. Now, however, the sector did start to see better days with the first shoots of growth in the second quarter of 2021, thanks to the vaccination rollout targeted at construction workers. So, with the worst behind us, how is the construction industry performing now? And what is their wish list for Budget 2023?
So, for some perspectives on this, we have on the line with us Oliver Wee, President of the Master Builders Association Malaysia. Oliver, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Let's get an assessment of the on-the-ground sentiment for construction players. Through your channel checks, how has the industry been faring? Have construction works resumed fully?
Yeah, construction works in the country are fully in full operation. However, the insufficient number of workforce in the construction industry have caused many projects to be delayed behind its original completion time. And due to lack of progress at construction sites, it formed a scenario of non-optimum productivity, which result in a higher operating cost.
Okay, but let's look at the future. I mean, tell us what's happening in terms of new job tenders and replenishment. Are uncertain market conditions and the economy impacting the industry?
Well, in private sectors, most contractors are rushing to complete the jobs in hand in order to avoid any late delivery. They are also trying to tender for new jobs, provided that the prices are right, with all the new requirements and compliances. Now, government has actually deferred all mega projects for the time being. And it's also observed that there has been no major civil work announced by the government since MRT2 or even LRT3.
And we know that construction material prices have been rising. How much cost increase have you seen? And can this cost actually be passed on?
Yeah, current prices for major construction material has been stabilized. However, the prices have increased since the pre-COVID era. For example, the steel bar was 2,005 ringgit per ton pre-COVID and is currently 3,000 ringgit per ton. At one point, the price of steel bar was as high as 3,008 ringgit per ton. And for bitumen, it was 1,009 ringgit per ton pre-COVID and is currently as high as 2,800 ringgit per ton. With regards to private contracts, there's no provision to pass on the fluctuation of prices like government projects where VOP provisions are in place. As such, contractors who have committed to jobs back in 2020-2021 have to shoulder all the extra costs as of today's rate, if the job is still ongoing. So we hope the private sector will look into this area to offer the same provisions as government contracts, so it will also protect the projects from failing. Anytime project fails, all parties will be suffered, from the project owner, the contractor, subcontractor, suppliers, even the house buyer.
But Oliver, during the pandemic, the government actually introduced these temporary measures for reducing the impact of COVID-19 Act. But that's going to end on October this year. So can you explain to us what this act was and how will it impact the players when it comes to an end?
Okay, the act was actually enacted to temporarily suspend each contracting party's right to take action against one another. The Act allowed a respite for contracting party who could not perform the contractual obligations from March 2020 onwards. Now, when the Act expires, contractor will face late deliveries if the client does not consider its application due to the unprecedented event resulting from the pandemic. Now, therefore, we have earlier urged the government to give some guidelines on assessing contractor application on the time and cost. However, the government has only offered some additional initiative to public contracts, while there is nothing for private contracts so far. And it is encouraged that contracting parties should sit down and discuss to resolve the issue at hand instead of using legal means, which is expensive and time consuming.
Now, Oliver, many industries have been struggling with labor shortages since the onset of the pandemic. How damaging has this issue been to the construction industry, and has the situation eased since the reopening?
Yeah, as of now, labor shortages is an issue for all industries and has posed a threat to the Malaysian economy. And as much time has been lost due to pandemic, and time is equivalent to money, we had recently met up with the ministry and expect the situation to improve from now onward. As the saying goes, we have left no stone unturned. Furthermore, it's also high time for an industry to join other industries to move into the digital era in order to reduce the dependency on labor.
So let's talk about this labor, because we know the industry is heavily dependent on it, but why is it so difficult to hire local workers for the industry?
Basically, there are not many local interests on construction work. That's why our dependency on foreign labor is very high.
All right, very succinct answer there, Oliver. Let's round up a conversation with a look at what you'd like to see in Budget 2023. What's on your wish list?
Now, we appeal to the government to allocate more jobs for construction industry. Besides that, we hope the government can help the industry by providing more incentive and even grants, which will assist the industry to move into the technology era parallel to the construction 4.0. And this will enable the construction industry growth to be sustained.
Oliver, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Oliver Wee, president of the Master Builders Association Malaysia, giving us his budget wish list for 2023. All eyes will be on the tabling of the budget tomorrow to see what's in it for the construction sector.
Yeah, I'm sure in addition to that is what projects are going to come out, right? Because all these contractors probably want to replenish their order book, and the government has actually been very quiet on this front. It's not going to be easy, because we do know that the government is facing very limited fiscal headroom. We've spent $80 billion on our subsidy bill. And the question is, do we really need more infrastructure? And if we do, what kind? Maybe not these huge sums of money. The other thing is, we have clearly seen in the last few years is this shift where it's going to be partnerships with private contractors. So you only see contractors with very large balance sheets working with the government to actually come up with these larger infrastructure projects. But I think for sure, certain things the government can do, one of which is actually I find quite interesting, is to, you know, boost the adoption of the industrialized building system, otherwise known as IBS. We talked about this a lot in the past, and it's a good way of reducing costs, especially when it comes to affordable housing. Is the government going to push this agenda? I would like to know, actually.
Something that we will be keeping an eye on as the budget unfolds tomorrow. We're coming up to 7:59 in the morning, and we're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. After that, we'll have the Breakfast Grill, where Keith Kam speaks to Brian Colton, chief economist at Fitch Ratings. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2023 special was brought to you by MaSing. Reinvent spaces, enhance life.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.